Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This portion of the Junks is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Get EB a can of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use that promo code Junkies. You get 10% off your order. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page. Talk about what went down last night in the world of sports.
Well, like we let off with the Masters ratings were ridiculous. Final round ratings, highest rated golf telecast in 7 years since 2018, averaged about 12.8 million.
It's great. It shows you don't have to have Tiger, you know, right, to pull a number.
Yeah. You don't have to have Tiger. You probably have to have Rory.
You might have to have Rory.
Rory trying to get his first green jacket and it being super close and a playoff definitely helps.
Only all that, for sure.
Yeah. I read a column, though. I think it was on CBS Sports by a golf columnist, and he said his three observations, and one was the Tiger effect. He felt like there weren't as many fans as when Tiger's in the mix.
I don't know. I mean, like everybody was
patrons. Patrons.
You mean at the
yes.
Masters?
Oh, it was sold out. I mean, I heard the tickets were going for like $20,000.
Don't kill the messenger. I'm telling you.
I'm just telling
you. I think that guy's wrong.
Telling you to tell him.
My guess is they always sell out.
Yeah, they were sold out.
Especially
to the point
for final
where
round.
I saw two tickets like the night before the final round. I thought I saw were going for as much as $20,000.
This is Fred Ridley.
Yeah.
This event is bigger than any one golfer. Even Tiger Woods.
Yeah, did you see the overhead shots of all the people around the 18th green? It was ridiculous.
I don't know who that guy was.
I think Darren Revelle tweeted that about. Yeah. I think it was like $36,000.
Something crazy.
Now, do you know there is a lot of backlash on Augusta National?
I was unaware.
And a lot of these big companies that get the badges because like they just give badges to SoFi. Since they do sponsorship or like IBM or whoever's
like AT&T, they're big.
So they have deals with influencers, and a lot of people are angry that the companies. I mean, they're the company's tickets; they can do what they want with them, but they're giving them to the influencers, and the influencers are treating the Masters like it's this big party. It's the place to be. It's the place to be seen. They're getting all their stuff from the merch store, taking pictures back at their car once they get it. Like, it's a lot of people are upset because they're in the lottery process. People never get the tickets, and now they're just being handed to these influencers who don't even care about going. They just want to be seen.
They don't even know. They don't even know what a par is.
Well, no,
there's a lot. There is a lot of online backlash about it.
I didn't see any of that, but I'm sure people are jealous.
I don't even like how to. I was watching that. Like, I saw Pookie and Jet, these famous couple from Atlanta.
They were just regular influencers. They're not golf influencers.
Yeah. Not golf influencers.
Yeah. Pookie. Okay. Yeah.
Pookie but, like, and Jet are famous? How are they famous?
Jet. I don't know.
Just Instagram famous? Or
Yeah.
Okay.
Gets on my nerves. Yeah.
that they had their, like, they were recording video in there at the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're
how do you do that?
Supposed to have your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, like, they just hooked them. They just said, all right, you're an influencer. Come on in. Bring your phone.
Yeah, but I think even the media can't imagine
that. I can't imagine that the people that run Augusta National will be cool with that.
Well, how do they get their phone in?
I don't know.
I don't think they mess around. It's not like you can just hide it in your back pocket.
Smuggle it.
I think you can
I don't have
it.
Any idea.
I would find it hard to believe.
Can you stuff it in your pants? Like, all the way down your pants?
I think you can.
Wouldn't everybody do that then?
Well, you'd be seen, and they just would take it from you and kick you
right,
out.
Right, you get yeah.
So people don't want it. People don't want to get kicked out, so they're just going to respect
well,
it.
Well, when you went, how did they?
We left our phones in the car.
Right, but how did they check? Do they just
what's
say?
What I'm saying?
Do they ask you?
They don't do a body cavity search. It's just big signs everywhere.
So they just
they
basically
know,
say.
And there's a place system. Where you can leave your phones if you want.
Yeah,
right.
So we just left ours in the car.
All right, maybe you're right. Anyway, so it was a 33% increase from last year when Sheffy won.
The first round numbers were down, though. They were down significantly the Thursday round.
Needed the drama to build, I guess. That is the great thing about Augusta is that even if you don't have drama down the stretch, you have so many. It's a limited field, former champions, so many, major winners in there. It's always going to be big names.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Great turn.
Valdez just brought up the early round ratings. The article is from Front Office Sports mm-hmm. by David Rumsey, mm-hmm. and that's what he pointed out. He said the Tiger effect continues to hold and contribute in a drop in early round TV ratings compared to last year when he did play.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did say while the crowd was huge following Rory and Bryson on Sunday, the fandom for those two and all the other top players still pales in comparison to that of Woods.
Well, that's true.
All right, yeah. But
that's true, but that had nothing to do with how
it was still a huge number.
Watching,
I mean,
yeah.
He does point out, he says, less than a year after Woods launched his apparel brand, it looks like the post-Nike business plan is coming together nicely, even if the new logo is dealing with a few trademark disputes.
I mean, maybe. I just don't know who spends that kind of dough on it. I mean, he's just gone into this high-end brand. But
yeah, so you got a TJ Maxx or Marshalls.
Well, they might have it out there, but Peter Millar pants are like $170.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually they'll end up at TJ Maxx. You get them for $40.
Right.
Maybe that'll happen with Sunday Red.
Maybe.
But I mean, I'm not paying that. No way.
So it was great to watch. And the numbers peaked at about over 19 million. TV viewers.
It's like an NFL game,
probably right after he won.
I mean, it got to the point where I was talking to a lot of dads, right? Girl dads, right? Because we're there in a volleyball tournament, and they're like, yeah, my daughter at UVA, she's like texting me for the first time that she's watching golf. She's watching, with her sorority sisters.
Mm-hmm.
This one's watching with her boyfriend, and Megan's texting me, from New York, and Kate's into it. From texting me from the Cheesecake Factory.
About Rory, man.
I mean, it was great theater, and everybody was locked in. The back and forth was just unbelievable. I kind of did think that Rory was going to be able to pull it out because he was just hitting so many good shots if he would just get another opportunity. But, God, he got lucky that he was able to
when he hit
that.
The ball in the trap in regulation on 18, I thought, okay, well, at the very least, he's going to a playoff. I didn't think he was going to par that. Once they got to the playoff, after he hit his drive, I said, okay, that was just a sick drive.
Yeah.
And obviously, once he hit the iron,
yeah,
I knew he wasn't going to miss that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but by the
if
end,
he would have missed
that
putt,
he
should have just retired right there. If he would have missed the three-footer in playoff. All right, so Cakes was very excited for the WNBA draft last night.
Oh, yeah. Pumped.
He was
very pumped.
He was texting me all night. So can you believe they just took Justice Jossett?
I was doing that. I was doing exactly what you're saying.
Anyway, so the no surprise, Paige Beckers goes one. She's the sixth UConn player to go number one in the WNBA draft. She went to Dallas. A French woman named Dominique Malanga, center. She's
this is
six,
the one that's 6'6"?
She's 6'6", went two. And then, of course, the Mystics did all kinds of trades and were trading all their players to acquire draft picks. They had three of the top six.
So did they trade any, big-name girls that we know of?
I mean, I think.
They did?
I don't know how big they are to us, but...
They were horrible,
She was a former All-Star, I think.
What's her name?
I forget.
We have to go back and look at the roster from last year, but...
I mean, that's crazy
really
to have three of the top six picks.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really, I think, weak WNBA draft after, outside of Paige, because a lot of the girls stay in school now because of NIL, or they were younger. So they had three picks, and I don't think any of them really moved the needle that much for the Mystics. I mean,
you're not a Sonya Citron guy.
I mean, she's all right, but look at her numbers. I mean,
I think she's very,
she averages around 14 a game.
Yeah, I mean, good player. I mean, compared to the third pick in other drafts, maybe not, but she's a really good player.
But she's out there also no big names. I mean, you didn't most people didn't know who that was until yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I've never heard of Kiki Arifin or Georgia Amore.
Amore. And Georgia Amore, I watched the Virginia Tech probably 25 times. She's a spunky little point guard. She can shoot it.
I've heard of one person on that list.
Well, she was at Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech before she went to Kentucky.
She transferred to Kentucky because Kenny Brooks was the coach, took the Kentucky job, so she followed him. Mm-hmm. So I was interested because I like Citron and I like Amore, but you know, most people don't care and they don't even know who these names are. But anyway, they had three of the top six: Citron, Arifin out of USC, and Georgia Amore from Kentucky.
And Van Lith got drafted back to Angel Reese's team. They were teammates at LSU with the rivalry with Caitlin Clark. So you'll see that be a storyline.
I'll tell you what, these girls looked a lot different last night than they did on the court.
Yeah.
They looked like freaking, some of them looked like supermodels.
Well, Van Lith, I believe, was a Sports Illustrated cover girl. Maybe just online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not ugly. By the way, Sonya Citron's boyfriend also played, he played football at Notre Dame. I don't know if they're engaged or they're just dating, but he was drafted in the third round, and she goes number three overall. Can you imagine if they get married, those kids?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good genetics, good cocktail.
Kind of nuts. All right, baseball last night, the Nats, no chance they were going to beat Paul Skeens. I mean, just zippy chance of that. They lose 10-3. Skeens ends up going 6-3 hits, one earned run, struck out six, didn't walk anybody. He gets win number two.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Brad Lord, I know it's coming. Brad Lord went 4 1/3, six hits, four runs. He gets the loss 0-1. And I know where you're going. Yeah. You're going to Dylan Cruz, who went 0-4. He's hitting, a .006.
.006 for his career now. He's hitting .187.
Yep. And he was benched for the last couple games, and they brought him off the bench to face Skeens. I'm not sure why, but.
that's not confidence. A confidence builder.
There's a chance that you see him.
They might need
to go down.
Could do the Jackson Holiday.
Yeah, they might see
get
that.
a reset. Let's get a reset.
Maybe get
here.
A little confidence back.
Road record for the Nationals: 1-6.
Not good. Not good.
What'd you say?
Road record.
Because they had just cut it to like one game below 500, I think. Right.
They're 5-4 at home, 1-6 on the road.
Yeah.
By the way, the Pirates pounded out. Even though the Pirates were dreadful defensively, did you see some of these errors they made? I mean, they made four, but Nats couldn't take advantage, and the Pirates had 14 hits. Yes, Jay.
The Nats' bullpen was especially heinous yesterday.
Yeah,
they were bad.
Well, the whole team was bad.
I mean, Salazar gave up five hits and three earned in one inning.
Yeah, I'd like to see what their bullpen ERA is.
I don't think you want to see
the bullpen ERA is not great.
It cannot be good. 70.5 is going to be a season long sweat.
I think we're going to get there.
I think we'll get
there, right.
But it's going to be a battle. It's going to go down like the last couple weeks.
So tonight, 6:40, also in Pittsburgh, it'll be Jake Irvin going against Mitch Keller. Also last night, a couple other scores. My Sox got pounded in Tampa, gave up 16 runs, 9 in the third inning alone. Shane Baz, who's just a stud for Tampa, I believe he struck out 11. ERA is like 1.42, but they got pounded. The Dodgers beat the Rockies. Shohei and Mookie went yard. They beat him 5-3.
Hey, has Mookie put his weight back on? Did he lose 20 pounds?
He's fine now.
Nats are better than the Rockies. Rockies 3-13.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal.
Pretty gross.
Best team in baseball right now, the Padres. They win again. They are 11-0 at home. They beat the Cubs 10-4. They're 14-3 overall.
Wow.
So they're just on fire. And Fernando Tatis, I believe he hit two bombs last night. But they're just absolutely on fire. So, like I said, the Nats play again tonight, 6:40. Irvin against Keller. You got the play-in tournament starting in the NBA playoffs. Now it starts to get a little bit more interesting.
You're going to lock in now?
Well, I'm certainly going to bet on it. I was not betting on the regular season for like the last 6 weeks.
I know I'm rewinding here. Can anybody explain why the NBA had to go to a play-in game format?
They wanted to add interest.
They wanted to include more teams.
They want the regular season, some teams to battle it out to try and get in the play-in. It definitely added more interest down the stretch in the Western Conference. Look, Golden State's a play-in team, and they were trying to avoid that, especially having veterans like Curry and Green. They didn't want them to play after Sunday's big game against the Clippers.
How many teams? Four. Atlanta, Orlando, Memphis, Golden State. Is that it?
Well, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Chicago. There's four in each conference.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so, then Miami, Chicago, Dallas.
Maybe this is me being a curmudgeon. I don't like it.
Most people do, though.
Most
people who follow the league like it, that it's been a good addition.
What is he talking about? Teams are actively tanking not to make the playoffs.
Who likes the play-in game?
I think a lot of basketball fans.
Only people.
And Golden State and Memphis should have easily been in anyways. They weren't really battling for anything. They were easily the 7 and 8 seeds. They're going to play two garbage teams to beat him out.
I think JP's too close and too much of an NBA mark. Yeah,
he doesn't realize that.
Too close to it.
Most
to realize.
Teams are trying not to get those seeds, so they don't have to be in those games.
Well,
I thought he was saying it from a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speaking from a fan's perspective.
I thought you were saying it from the team's perspective. That's what he's saying.
He's saying the team.
He's jumping down my throat. I'm telling you, I believe I can be wrong.
I'm not jumping down your throat.
Most fans are into it. Basketball fans. You guys aren't basketball fans at all.
I'm not a huge NBA fan, but it gets more interesting once the playoffs. I'm just glad the playoffs have started.
It's mostly been lauded, the addition of the play-in.
Okay. I'm asking from an outsider's perspective, because this lapsed NBA fan couldn't care less about a bunch of struggling teams.
Well, you don't care. Okay, but even if they were in the old format, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, you wouldn't care about that either.
Here's what I would care if they went
right to the finals.
I would care if the Wizards.
I mean, if the Wizards were in the mix,
right?
Then but I'm you don't care about the NBA championship.
I don't care about Hawks at the Magic.
Well, right, but if they, his point is, if they started with Lakers Celtics, you wouldn't be interested.
I'm sure I care about the Hawks and Magic, whose combined records are, let me do my math here, 81-83.
Hey,
battling for a playoff spot.
The Magic were
don't care.
Magic were division winner.
Okay. Did they win the vaunted Southeast Division? Is that still a thing?
It more has to do with his malaise about basketball. That's what it is.
He doesn't care about that.
Jason makes a good point. If it was the NBA Finals, if it just started the NBA Finals, he wouldn't care.
Correct.
Probably his level correct. Of care has it doesn't
it's waned.
It doesn't matter whether it's the play-in or the finals. It's the same.
Probably correct.
Mm-hmm.
But if the NHL went to a play-in, he'd be all in.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Incorrect.
If there was a one and doneer for an NHL playoffs,
just factually incorrect.
I don't think it's factually.
You know
my
what
opinion.
I like? Here's what I like.
But I think you would be much more into it.
I like tradition. I like the way things. I like the way things have been done for
all right,
a long
anyway,
time.
So you've got Atlanta playing Orlando in the East. That's 7-8.
Big ratings. That's a huge ratings. For
yeah,
that.
I'm sure the ratings will suck, but. Root for Mike Bray, anyway, assistant coach for the Hawks.
I will root for Mike Bray.
And Memphis plays Golden State. That's a 10 o'clock tip. You will not stay up and watch the entire game.
I won't, but I'm interested in that because we'll see what John Morant does when he hits a three. Is he going to go with his shotgun celebration? Is he going to go with the grenade celebration? Seems like the grenade celebration that he started is going viral now. Seeing it elsewhere. Well, so I guess the NBA can't shut them down.
We'll see what happens. The Warriors are 7.5-point favorites in that game. Total's 230. Orlando's a 5.5-point favorite. All right, Caps tonight.
Back on the island. Oh, back where history was made.
Look who's interested in what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Caps mark.
So the Caps will play tonight against the Isles, somewhere that Cakes is very familiar with.
That's correct.
And they will play, I think it's a 7:30 start. There's only two regular season games left. And, of course, both of the Caps games are road games before the playoffs start. Let's see if they can get something going, a little mojo before the playoffs.
I saw that Ovi was on the Pat McAfee show passing the camera or his phone around on the flight from D.C. to Long Island.
Passing the phone around to other guys on
yeah,
the team?
Just showing guys playing cards on the plane.
Right.
Willie's over here. Dylan McElrath's over here.
Right.
It looked pretty good.
Did it go off okay? Like, because there is still a bit, there's still a weird language thing with Ovi. Like,
oh, I didn't listen to it. I just saw the clip without audio.
Yeah.
I think by him involving the other players, it was
made it palatable.
More cool.
Yeah. It's a shame. I wish we saw Ovi do more interviews. You know what I mean? I wish we get more. I want more Ovi.
Like on this show.
Yeah, right.
It would be fun.
I think the history of the show has been on once.
Yes, correct.
Did one phoner.
With a bad phone.
Once, since 20
years ago.
Yeah. And it's because they protect him because there still is a somewhat of a language barrier.
Yeah.
Although it is great. My daughter did bring up, do you remember his line? On the podium there.
Of course I remember.
Well, you want to repeat it?
I believe it was something along the lines of, we not going to be sucked this year.
We not going effing sucked.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
What a great line.
It just lives in Ovi lore.
We know effing sucked this year.
Had to edit it for radio purposes, of course. All right, coming up later on the show, we'll talk baseball with Chelsea Janes at 8 o'clock. She's from the Washington Post. And Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk NFL draft and more with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.